Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, babes. All right. How are you?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Strong start. it's stopped. Oh, good. It's going to be one of them, isn't it? You going to start again? Or?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Right, let's pretend that didn't happen. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Greg. Martin Solby with Hello started us off. And then Ollie Mers and Thinking of Me. You see, I can't listen to Mers anymore without thinking of the gym changing room incident from yesterday.
So you are thinking of him. I think he wrote that song after a previous encounter with someone at the gym, and he's just like...
Well, yeah, if you look at the words, I know, oh, wherever you go, that you'll be thinking about me now.
And you have, that's the thought that hasn't left your brain in the last 24 hours.
It's hard not to after that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, this next track premiered on Zane Lowe's show as his hottest record in the world, and it is awesome. It's Scream, an example, who I've just read met on a beach in Miami a while back. I'm not sure that happened, to be honest, because I've been to Miami Beach, and it's actually quite big. And that's such a coincidence. Like, examples there, catching some rays. look, there's Scream. And then he goes over and goes, would you like to work with me? And he goes, yeah, okay then. Let's go and lay down some tracks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amy in Menston's been on. She sent us a free message from her mobile to the studio saying, are we going to hear Becky's version of the Lady Gaga song today? Yes, we are. That'll be just after 5 o'clock. Lady Gaga posted the lyrics to her new track on the internet. So we know the words, but we don't know what the song sounds like. So we're all doing versions of what we think it will sound like. Mine one was good yesterday, quite Mumford and Sons-ish. Becky's one is on just after 5 o'clock. And you've taken it more traditional Gaga, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I've not heard this yet.
I don't think she's going to go for the country sound, which is what you thought yesterday. So I've gone more traditional.
Okay, cool.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I was just saying that it was unlikely that Scream, an example, would meet on Miami Beach because it's quite big and then go, oh, yeah, let's work together. And then they produce that awesome song. But then loads of people are now texting in saying it's happened to them. Not that they've met example on a beach in Miami, just like Sean's been on saying, you say it's unlikely, but I beg to differ, Mills. I went to Wet and Wild in Orlando, met a girl I went to school with at the time. I live on the Isle of Wight, by the way. Good. Well, yeah, we didn't record music with her, though, did you? So it is different. Got something new for you now.
You don't know.
Oh, maybe you do. Good morning. Something new for you now, which you can get on a download on the 13th of March. This is Wiz Khalifa. And the song refers to the colours of his favourite American football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Black and yellow.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, Ben's been on saying, are you sure he's not just a part-time beekeeper? No, it is definitely about his American football team. The Steelers. Aren't they in the Super Bowl at the weekend?
Yeah, I've just been looking this up.
Very exciting.
I love a good sporting final. I don't watch like American football. It is American football, isn't it?
Yeah, is it?
I'm just going along for the party.
Mate, Chris is here.
I'm trying to get involved in Diddy's party, his double XL party in Dallas. I haven't had any invites yet, and I'm hoping he can obviously pay the... Just tweet him?
Just say hi, Puff.
Can I? He must get loads of tweets, though.
Is it Puff now?
You can call him whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, we had this when he came in. P. Hi, P. Guess invite to your party. Just do that.
It looks like the best one to go to.
Oh, I know Pamela Anderson's having one.
And the Black Eyed Peas are having one, but I reckon Diddy's will be the best.
I might have one. We could just all come around to my house, look at the TV and have no idea what's going on.
But it's all about like the food and the drink and just the atmosphere, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I love a good sporting final, even if I don't watch the sport.
You don't even know what it... We didn't even know that it was American football.
No. We don't need to know, do you? Just need to know there's a big party going on.
It's a bit like...
There's cheerleaders.
Yeah. It's a bit like what we were saying about skiing before. Now, we went to the cinema earlier, didn't we?
We did. What we were saying about skiing was that we don't actually like skiing, we just like the après ski.
Yeah, we're all about the party. It's the same with the Super Bowl.
It is. It's the sporting, socialising side of it all, which is good, and then you just sit around.
The film we watched today was about skiing. It's a film called Chalet Girl.
Yes.
And one of the reasons we went to see it is that Ed Westwick, off of Gossip Girl, Chuck Bass, is in it and doesn't really do much apart... Well, no, he's in it.
No, he's amazing!
Okay, he's in it a lot, but basically, and because I don't really know Gossip Girl that much, but from
because
what I gather...
you don't fancy him as much as I do, you didn't quite get it.
From what I gather, though, all he seems to do is go, is look at, kind of look smouldery and go,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, what more do you want from him?
That's it. But and then there's another scene where he looks kind of smoulderingly at the camera and then away and then goes,
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Those are the best bits.
I know, I'm really hot.
He doesn't say that.
Yeah, but that's what
he's
thinking.
He's blatantly thinking it,
fit and he knows it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Who cares?
Anyway, Chalet Girl is
amazing.
It's brilliant. But the après ski looked a lot more fun, if I'm being honest, than the actual skiing. So it kind of summed up what I already thought.
Mm.
Well, that's coming out quite soon, isn't it?
I think so.
A few weeks. But
you have to see it if you love Ed Westwick.
If you love Ed Westwick, then it's for you. Wow, what a review.
That was me going, oh my God, he's so hot.
Hello.
And you're going,
But James King's really nervous.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, Becky's here, like she is.
Hello.
And my mate Chris is here again. Hi.
Hello.
It's just somewhere to go that's warm and dry, isn't it?
It's lovely. I'll get a coffee as well.
It's either this or I'd be hanging out on the right stuff in the audience, you know? But at least they give you tea and biscuits there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris was showing me this clip on YouTube earlier. Let me just play a bit of it. This is a woman sitting on the top deck of a bus.
You know we belong together, you and I forever and ever, no matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion. I'm walking on air.
Just to know
You are there.
Hold me in your arms.
And then the whole bus joins in.
It's really good, isn't it?
It is good. Now, why did you like this so much when you got sent it?
Well, when I got sent it, I thought it was real. But it turns out it's just a couple of actors.
Yeah.
It's a whole bus full of actors, actually. When I got sent it, I thought it was a couple of actors, and then they've managed to get the whole bus to join in.
Yeah.
Which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, but it's not. It's part of a comedy sketch show called Man Stroke Woman, which was on a couple of years ago. If you look carefully on the bus, you will see Nick Frost, and he didn't just happen to get that bus at that time.
Who's that?
It's part of a comedy sketch show, so it's not real. But you thought it was quite... When you got sent it, you thought it was quite sweet that everyone would just join in with the Home and Away theme tune if you started singing it on a bus.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking to myself, if someone did that when I was on the bus, I'd join in.
But you're different to the rest.
What does that mean?
So today, me and Chris went to try this out for real, because obviously that was just a piece of comedy when they did it before. So we kind of put it to the test and see if it would happen. If you did just start singing the Home and Away theme tune on a bus, would anyone actually join in? So that's what we did this morning. I was terrified, though.
Why?
He was bricking it.
What, of singing or of just getting public transport?
So we were getting ready to go on the bus.
Right, let's get this bendy bus. I'll put my hand up. Oh, God! Oh, no.
Proper stressed I was.
And that is only about getting on the bus, isn't it?
If you think that...
Did it frighten you because it was a bendy one, an extra long one with a big bit in the middle and it can go round corners, like...
If you think that's bad, listen, this is the worst bit, listen.
Okay, good. How do you get in? How do you touch?
Okay. I did actually say, how do you get in? But it was it was because it was quite confusing.
Yeah,
as
there was
where...
a lot of people there. Yeah. And, yeah, I can understand your confusion, but I did show him.
Okay, good. How do you get in? How do you touch?
How do you get in? How do you touch? Well, through the doors.
How do you get in? How do you touch?
Anyway. Okay, so we're about to get on the bendy bus.
Oh, no.
4, 5, 3. Deck the bridge.
It was really nerve-wracking, to be fair.
It was. So, explain what happened next.
Well, we decided to go and sit right in the middle of it, and then the aim was to sing this song and get everyone joining in.
Okay.
But like, the characters at the back looked well shady. They didn't look like they were up for fun.
No.
We still went for it, though.
Oh, yeah, we did. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
We thought, well, you might as well go for it, do you know what I mean, if you're going to do it.
Well, you paid your pound now.
So, here we go.
You
know we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
I'm so pleased you started because it was stressing me out. I was like, you start.
I was nervous, man.
Now, this is the bit where everyone is supposed to join in.
And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion. Go.
I'm walking on air just to know. You are there.
Everybody.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day.
Sing along!
Home and away.
Thank you.
Awful.
I thought it was really good.
And in the end, still just the two of you.
Well, we were encouraging people. We got up of our chairs.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Went for it.
So we finished. We do the last line. Home and away. Silence. Everyone's ignoring us. And then it's ages till the stop.
Yeah.
So we're just sat there going, really want to get off. Listen again to the awkwardness.
Home and away.
Thank you. Press the button.
Press the button.
He was stressing at that point.
Press the button.
It didn't go to plan. No one joined in. It was just me and Scott, and then we had to sit back down and just sort of like...
Press the button!
Yeah.
And then we got another bus, and we tried it again.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
I'm hoping that people will join in about now.
Every first moment I saw you, I never felt...
I'm getting quite into it there with the...
I'm walking on air.
Can you hear
just
us?
Just to know.
How good is that?
There's someone else
you
as well.
Best.
One more person.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever. Closer each day. Home and away.
She loved it, didn't she?
You're like, yeah, that was amazing.
It was, though.
It did sound like, oh my God, you've made all my dreams come true. Someone sang along with me.
How happy were we when someone finally actually sung?
I gave her a hug and everything.
No,
I was
thanks
like,
so
this
much.
Is brilliant.
And just think, you've got one person today. When you do it tomorrow, you'll get a couple more. By the end of the week, you'll have a whole like choir.
Are you up for doing it again?
Yeah.
But like with a different song, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we've... I don't know.
Or stick with Home and Away.
Well, let's
and
stick with Home and Away.
What, and go then... to like a train station or something?
Well, I quite like the bus.
Very good. Well, you're new to the bus, aren't you? I suppose it's quite exciting for you.
How'd you get in? How do you touch?
Oh.
How'd you get in? How do you touch?
Can we stop playing that now, please?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Hi. It's Anna.
All right, Anna, what are you saying?
I just want you to know, if you'd have done that, if you'd have done the whole Home and Away singing thing up in Warrington, we'd have all joined in on the bus. Everyone would have joined in here, because we're dead friendly up here.
That's true. People in Warrington are very friendly. I've been there quite a few times.
Yes, definitely. A very friendly bunch. Well, to be honest, anything past about Coventry, to be honest, we tend to get much friendlier the further up the country you get.
What are you saying about Coventry?
What am I saying about Coventry? I just went to uni there, so I just kind of realised once I got down there that people weren't that friendly there.
Okay. I also like your shopping centre in Warrington.
Oh, it's really nice, isn't it? The Golden Square. I've just drove past there. Now.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Okay, right, so you're saying if we tried it, like, well, let's broaden it out to the northwest, shall we?
Yes, definitely.
Of England. If we tried it there, everyone would join in with the Home and Away theme tune.
Yeah, most definitely. I reckon everybody on the bus would be singing, dancing, even the old ladies with the shopping trolleys.
Would they know it, though?
Everyone
knows it. It's a classic of our time.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I never worked out with that theme tune, why it had words, because the words have got absolutely nothing to do with the show at all.
No, not at all.
At least with Neighbours, it's like, it's about the show.
Yes, definitely.
This one makes absolutely no sense, but never mind. I'm going to put that out there now, actually. If you're listening on the bus somewhere friendly, and you want to give this a go, send me a text to 81199. We'll get you on if you're brave enough to do it. If you think the rest of the bus will sing along, send me a text. If you're on the bus right now, you want to give Home and Away a go, it's actually quite liberating. Try it. So me and my mate Chris tried to start a sing-along on a bus of the Home and Away theme tune earlier in London, and it wasn't happening. Right, we've got someone on a bus. Where are you now, Kirsty?
I'm just coming back from Bude on the bus.
Okay, so heading towards where? Exeter?
Exeter, yeah.
Okay. Busy bus?
It's pretty busy. We've got about five or six people on it.
Okay, that's enough for a sing-along, I think.
That is enough.
All right, you really got to belt this out for me, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. In your own time, you've got to encourage them to join in, that's the idea.
Okay.
Really loud.
Right, okay.
Go.
You know we belong together.
Louder.
You and I forever and ever.
Even louder.
No matter where you are. Come on, guys. You're a shining star. And from the very first moment I saw you sing, man in the yellow hoodie, I never felt such emotion.
I'm walking on air. Get everyone to join in.
Just to know. Join in, man in the yellow hoodie.
Come on,
you
sing along.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay
forever. Yes.
Hold on the way.
Yeah,
man,
you see?
The yellow hoodie didn't join in.
That's brilliant.
He's looking at me.
See? In the Exeter area, it's like it just happens.
I think my favourite was you going, sing, man in the yellow hoodie, sing!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so, Gaga's got this new song. No one's heard it. I think she might premiere it at the Grammys, that's the rumour anyway. The song is called Born This Way. Because no one's heard it, this week we're each doing a version of what we think it's going to sound like. Now, my one yesterday, let's face it, could have been Mumford & Sons. It was like almost like a tribute to them, really. Did you enjoy that one yesterday?
I did, but the brief was Lady Gaga's new one, not Mumford, wasn't it? So I think you probably went a little bit off. I mean, you said it was a new direction for her, but I thought you'd just not stuck to the brief.
I'll play you a bit of it.
Oh, there ain't no other way, cause baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Oh, there ain't no other way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. 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 Don't be.
So that was my one. Now it's your turn.
Yeah.
So we've got the lyrics, because Lady Gaga put them on the internet. We just don't know what the tune is. So with the lyrics, he've created this.
Yeah, what you're about to hear. I've stuck more to kind of my sophomore record type set. I mean, her sophomore record.
Did you believe that you were Lady Gaga there for a split second?
I know, sorry. Do you know what? I've spent the last few days kind of just in her headspace, so...
Sophomore record.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Hopefully this is more like the Lady Gaga sound that everyone's used to and my attempt at what I think it's going to be like when it's revealed.
So the track is called Born This Way. We know what the lyrics are. Mm-hmm. We don't know the tune. This is what Becky thinks it's going to sound like.
It don't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Oh, yeah.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say, born this way. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be.
I.
Don't talk over my last trombone-y bit.
I'm really impressed.
You love it?
That is so good. Wow. It's it does sound quite like Gaga there.
Which one in particular? Don't say it.
Which one what? Right, which song? Yeah. Bit Bad Romance, I think. Mm. Really impressed. Wow. I bet people, I'm waiting for text to come in, but I bet people will love it. Yeah, Jenna in Cornwall, please, I want to buy this. I want this as my ringtone from Sam in Bridgewater. Becky, that rocks. You've got to release that from Gareth. Very, very good response. Well done, Becky. Seriously, that's amazing. Good, eh, Chris? Really, really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think that we'll get into trouble if we release Becky's version of Lady Gaga's Born This Way before Gaga releases her version of Born This Way? Do you think that's a legal issue? Do you think I'll feel the weight and the power of Lady Gaga's legal team?
No, not if we don't tell her or them.
Right, but we're on like a national radio station. Someone will hear about it.
Well, no, we can just put in the iTunes bit like PS Keep It Stum or something.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That, like no one tells anyone after they've done a download.
Loads of people have been on. World class. You gave it 110%. You smashed it. Want to see you in the final.
Do you think my Somerset accent comes out more when I sing?
Sorry, you didn't smash it. Everything apart from that. What?
I'm just ignoring that.
Okay, good.
Do you think my accent comes out more when I sing or do you think it...
A little bit, yeah. But I think that adds to it. I really like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with you today. Really well done. Gold star. How could I be any more patronising?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for our weekly go at word dissociation. It's not word disassociation. We were getting that wrong. Loads of psychology students play this and they were telling us that it's actually just dissociation. So what happens is this. We go round with Becky, hello.
Hello.
And Chris, hello.
Hello.
And me. So we each say a word. It's not allowed to have any connection to the word before it. If you think it has, then buzz in. OK, that's important. If your word does have a connection to the last one, then you get a penalty point. 3 penalty points and you are out the game. And the judge, the one that decides everything, is the one that doesn't speak. You're smiling a bit today.
I think I'll be more relaxed.
Yeah, it feels more relaxed at the moment. OK, are we ready?
Ready.
OK, I'll start. Bruce Forsyth.
Plastic.
Salad.
Cheese. Oh!
Buzz. Yeah.
Oh.
Come on. Salad salad
Did
and cheese.
Did you just buzz yourself?
Oh.
You went cheese. Oh!
As I said it, I was like, oh, no, what an idiot.
That's really sporting of you.
Thank you.
Do I need to give the explanation?
Yes.
Salad and cheese.
Cheese
food.
Salad.
Yeah, old cheese salad, yeah, yeah. I suppose.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, I'm as good at this as ever. Okay, who wants to start?
Okay, I'll go. Hose.
Turnip.
Posh.
Scarf.
Sausage.
CD.
Haddock.
Screen.
Plug.
Pool.
Hmm?
Pool, as in swimming pool.
Ladder.
Carpet.
Trainers.
Buzz.
What?
Walk on carpet with trainers.
Yeah, but you can get a ladder into a swimming pool and I didn't buzz him.
You didn't buzz. Rules of the game.
Sorry, I was just trying my luck.
The judge can't have allowed trainers on carpet, no.
Okay, carry on.
Oh, I've lost my train. Train.
Camera.
No, buzz, because you can take pictures on trains.
What?
You can.
No, you can't have that. This is the same as the egg pictures last week.
But you can take pictures of anything.
Are we allowing that one that doesn't speak?
That's why...
No.
Too
right.
In your face. Okay, carry on.
I'll go.
Clock. Eyes.
Mole.
Buzz.
Yep.
Cos you got eyes on your face, right?
Mm.
And you haven't got any
that, like, you can get moles in your face as well?
No, I wasn't talking about that sort of mole. I was talking about the little moles in the holes that live underground.
Well, yeah, they've got eyes.
Yeah, they got eyes.
Ah.
The one thing you're missing out on is that moles are blind, though, and that would have been a better connection.
They might not be able to see, but they do have them.
Technically, they have eyes. Judge? Yes.
Yeah! Good one. Becky has one penalty point. Chris, you can start.
Jerry Halliwell.
Jumper.
Mole.
Are you allowed to repeat a word?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that all fine? Glasses.
No, right. There's a connection there because moles have poor eyesight. Some moles need glasses, including the one from Wind in the Willows. Did he have glasses? Yes,
right,
he did. Yes. Yes.
High
five to the mole and the specs.
That's stupid. Okay.
So I've lost a point.
Yeah. I'm the only one without a point at the moment. What's going on?
Huh?
Have I got one? All right.
Brilliant.
Sorry. Good. Keep up, Scott. Who wants to start?
Chris.
Light.
Moist.
Thermometer.
Hair.
Carrot.
Scalpel.
Sword.
Buzz, because I think scalpels and swords are both cutting implements. Yes.
I would agree. 2 points, two penalty points for Chris.
Oh, God, one more and I'm out.
Yeah.
I've never made a first-round exit before. What's funny about that?
Gel.
Trunks.
Whales.
Porcupine.
Lozenge.
No.
What's the link between whales and porcupines?
No. And you buzzed yourself.
Oh, yeah. what am I doing?
Point for time wasting.
Well, they're like animals.
Yeah, but
animals.
I thought he meant Wales as in the country.
I was talking about the great nation of Wales.
Oh. Oh, I should keep quiet, really.
Yeah.
I just get disappointed with myself and it comes out like, oh.
What's the score?
Have you given me another penalty point for buzzing myself?
I think
he has.
Oh. I think that's right.
So me and Chris are both on two now. No, I've got one more chance. I won't make any noise next time I disappoint myself.
Come on, I really need to think this through.
Becky, go.
Tudors.
Badgers.
Mum.
Dog.
Crisps.
Hare.
Seagulls.
Scream.
Ball.
Light.
Cream.
Plug.
Sand.
Alarm.
Wall.
Buzz.
What?
You said wall, yeah?
Yeah.
There's an alarm on the wall over there. I can see it.
Oh, rubbish.
Is he out? Yes! Amazing. You won the last one as well,
yeah,
didn't
you?
Yeah,
I know. I've crashed and burned today, and I... Chris, go.
Tripod.
Tongue.
Jerky.
What's that?
Time wasting. Beef jerky.
Elizabeth Hurley.
No! Buzzer!
Buzz.
Okay, before you say it, what's the connection? Go on, if you're going to buzz me, don't do any mouthing, Scott. Don't tell him. What's the connection?
Where are we up to? Between beef jerky and
Liz Hurley.
And Liz Hurley.
Go on, what's the connection? If you can get the connection, I'm happily bow out now to your genius.
Between beef jerky and Liz Hurley?
Yeah. Not allowed to look at the...
Scott, what?
No, no, he's not allowed to tell you. Right, you've got 3 seconds. Three. Two.
Liz Hurley enjoys a good beef jerky?
Yes!
No, there's
so
no proof!
So that she's,
no,
she's got
no
her own
proof.
Range!
There's no proof that she's ever eaten it.
Liz Hurley's got a range of beef jerky.
You don't just produce a range of beef jerky if you've never tried it, do you?
I don't know. Where's your proof?
Yeah, she does. She does have that.
Liz. Am I winning with beef jerky?
I'm going to Google a picture and
Liz
if
Hurley's
I can find
beef
a picture
jerky.
Of her eating it.
Actual fact.
She's holding it.
Right, that means
no
she's eating it.
Of her in it. In her mouth.
I could win this with Liz Hurley's beef jerky.
What we're saying?
To all, is it?
It is.
To me and Chris.
So now it's time for the decider. Whoever wins this wins the game. We're at 2 penalty points each. Chris.
Lager.
Dalek.
Fishing rods.
Beard.
Chicken.
Nugget. Oh! No! just came out. Like,
yes.
Couldn't even stop it.
Chris is victorious.
Hey!
And that was word dissociation.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Right, this show runs till 7. Try telling the people that work here that.
No, I was just asking if I could quickly pop to the shop because I just need to pick up a few bits.
Of?
Beef jerky, for one. Because earlier in the show we were talking about how Elizabeth Hurley has her own range of beef jerky, and then I realised that I'd never tried beef jerky.
Mm.
So I need to just quickly pop out and see if there is any.
It's like dried meat, but it's very, very low calorie, low carb.
And the other thing is I've just set up a curry club with me, Chris, and the one that doesn't speak, and just wanted to know if you wanted to be part of it. We're just going to get some microwave ones to eat.
I'm not in on that, thank you.
Why?
You know, you go for your life. Tuesday night curry?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
That's the best night to have it.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Whatever, like, next?
It's like 3 days since your last one, and then you've got a good enough split between now and the weekend when you have your next one.
No, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Not even a bargee?
No, no thanks. I like it that everyone's like, well, what are you having? Oh, I'll get a biryani. Oh, and then Chris is like, oh, could kill a booner right now. Oh, this is really interesting. Yeah. No, go for it. Off you go.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Regular listeners to this show will know that Becky, who's now gone out to get a curry, loves Ed Westwick off of Gossip Girl so much. So imagine how quick she was to jump at the opportunity to go and see a film with him in earlier, which is called Chalet Girl. And it's about a girl who used to be like a skateboarding champion. And she has to take a job as a chalet girl in Austria to get by. Oh. And her dad's Bill Bailey. And you do get to see him in the bath at some point. Oh, sorry, plot spoiler. I just wanted to warn you before you go and see it, whenever it's out in a month's time. Yeah, so Ed Westwick is in it. He's not American. He's posh, really posh English in this. And he's from a family with lots of money. And they own the chalet. I'm going to play it now, the bit, the moment in the cinema earlier when Ed Westwick appears on the screen for the very first time. This is how much Becky loves him, listen. And it was like that all the way through the film afterwards. I've recorded it on my phone.
Oh my God, really, oh my God, I love them so much.
Yeah, just...
I love him so much.
Oh my God,
really, oh my God,
I love them so much. Yeah, just...
It's fair to say that the film... It's predictable, but if you're a fan of Ed Westwick, good morning.
Podcast.
Quite a few people on my Facebook tonight and also on the text saying, what's happened to R. Kelly? Where is it? Have I missed it? Oh, I'm so sorry, but it's finished. It's over. Basically, it got so complicated that we couldn't draw a diagram of it anymore, and so we've decided to finish it. I know there's like a big hole in your life now after 6 o'clock, but things will get better. Like, time is a great healer, and you'll learn to live without trapped in the closet. But it is off. I'm so sorry. Iris has been on, and she's saying that she is an extra in Chalet Girl, the movie that I've just been talking about. That is amazing. One of my friends was once an extra in one of those Scream movies, and she was actually in it, because you never know, really, when you're an extra, whether you're going to be cut out or not. But my friend Amanda was in the back in one of the Scream movies eating popcorn when the killer was about to strike in the cinema. So cool. I watched it again the other day just to see her. She's very proud. Iris, you need to text me back. Which girl were you? I wish you'd told me this before I'd seen it, because I would have known, because she's not seen the film yet. She doesn't know whether she's been cut out of the final version. Were you one of the ones on the ski slope looking hot, or one of the ones in the hot tub looking hot? Text back. Next Monday on this show, there's going to be a lot more of Becky going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I love him so much. Like this.
Oh my God, really, oh God, I love him so much.
Yeah, just...
Because Ed Westwick is going to be coming into this show on Monday afternoon. Actual Chuck Bass. And then on Thursday... Ashton Kutcher is going to be coming in to this show. Hollywood Ahoy next week.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Is this Will?
Yep.
All right, Will, what's going on?
Yeah, not much, just doing a bit of work.
Nice. What work?
Biological anthropology.
Oh, God. My mate Chris is going, huh? What's that?
Yeah, I normally do medicine.
Oh, okay, cool. How can I help?
I was thinking it might be quite embarrassing having Becky on with Hollywood stars.
Oh, right, because we've got Ed Westwick on and Ashton Kutcher next week.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's risky?
Well, after what she did last time.
When?
I thought it might not be a good idea. Do you remember Bryden Coogan?
Oh, Rob Bryden and Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite embarrassing.
So you're worried that she might mess it up again in that kind of style with Ed Westwick, because she really fancies him as well.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
What do you think, I should just not have her in the studio or what?
Just lock her in her house, don't let her come in.
Lock her in her house?
I think that'd be the best move.
All right, cool. So I'll lock Becky in her house on Monday and then again on Thursday.
Well, otherwise she'll still find a way. She'll still make it in, won't she?
You've got a really good point, Will, and thanks for pointing that out to me. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Back to your work, then.
Oh, all right.
Sorry. Give me a high five before you go, though. Press five.
Yep.
Oh, a nice long one there. Good length.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Alice.
Hi.
We were talking about people being extras, and you've got the best story ever.
My grandparents are in the back of the Born Automation. They're in the background.
Your gran and granddad are in the Born Automation?
Yeah.
As extras?
Yeah, well, they were just kind of at the airport, and they're just, like, stood there, but beaming at the camera, and my grandma's got, like, this classic, like, grandma grin, so, like, big, cheesy grin, and you can just see her smiling in the background.
Oh, this is amazing. You've trumped everybody else's story about ever being an extra. This is so brilliant. I'm going to watch it again, just so I can see your gran beaming and waving. I'm gonna watch it tonight. So it's in the airport scene at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that not a bit of a shock when you saw your gran beaming at you on your cinema screen when you went to see it?
Yeah, it was, but I think it was more confusing for them because, like, they obviously knew that a film was being, like, filmed because there were cameras, and then they were in the cinema and they just saw their own faces on the screen.
Oh, my God, that would freak you out. Did they not realise then? Did they not know they were going to be in?
No, well, they didn't know what film it was.
Oh,
but
right.
But they love those films, so they've gone to see it. So
they must be well happy with that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one. Give me a high five, please.
Okay, hang on.
Just for your grandparents being in one of the Bourne films. So random. Pressing five yet?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Oh, I'll give you one anyway, all right.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.